Welcome back, everybody. And I have something very important to say. I'm not permitted to say. So I'm going to read scripture, 2 Chronicles 20. This is a very familiar portion of scripture, and you've heard some of it quite a lot. However, I'm noticing a lot of people have a general idea of certain portions of scripture because they have heard preaching, but they have not actually read the Bible in context, and so they don't have a very clear grasp. And so hopefully this will give you a clearer grasp, and I hope it will address some of your questions. I know we all have.
Celebrate the victory. Rejoice in what the Lord has done. Celebrate the victory. The enemy's on the run. Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory.
Welcome back, everybody. As I say, I have some very important things to tell you today, and we're going to address these by reading 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Those of you who follow prophets will have heard about this chapter. Surely all of you who follow any Christian conversation have heard about 2 Chronicles in chapter 7, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. But in 2 Chronicles 20 talks about believe in the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. So let's find out what the context of that is. But yes, of course, it was used to give some hope about 2020. And last episode, I said, well, there are some very important questions we're not permitted to ask anymore. Although I think they're the most important health questions that a mother can ask for a child at this point in history. And the other thing that we're not permitted to discuss is some important issues from 2020. So not permitted to talk about that, but it is an important issue. So but anyway, I'm hoping that we can still read scripture, and I'm hoping this will edify you. So 2 Chronicles 20:20, the word of the Lord for those who have ears to hear. Now, we're talking about Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat was the son of King Asa, and so now he is the king in Judah, which is the southern half of what we would call the nation of Israel, during the monarchical period a long time ago. Okay, 2 Chronicles 20. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. So near relatives and near in geography joining up and taking battle against Judah. And there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. As we saw last episode, that's exactly what was proper. Protocol is to seek the Lord. And he's asking the whole nation to seek the Lord, proclaiming a fast, which, by the way, was typical in the United States, that we would have solemn days of fasting that the government would proclaim quite regularly. Okay. As I said, nice slogan, pray first. Okay, verse 3. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all of the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. So those of you who are not familiar, okay, so this is the southern half of Israel. Jerusalem is the capital, and in Jerusalem is the temple, and that's what is being mentioned when it says the house of the Lord before the new court. Verse 6, and said, King Jehoshaphat said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none are able to withstand thee? So, please try to get over the King James English if that's a problem for you. Remember, it's the language of Shakespeare. So, saying, he's praying and saying, look, God, aren't you? You're God. You're God. You're over all kingdoms. And therefore, you're the one with all of the power. Yes. Verse 7, art not thou our God, didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? So he's calling back to the history. Father Abraham was a friend of God. And then when the Israelites were delivered from slavery in Egypt, they came and inhabited the land. That's what he's talking about, per se. And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt help and hear. So he's making reference to the dedication of the temple from the time of Solomon. And since then, this was the agreement between God and the king of Judah, okay, and Israel at that time also. Verse 10, and now behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. So when children of Israel came out of Egypt, were not permitted to war against these folks and take their land. So he's reminding the Lord of his history in these agreements. Verse 11. Behold, I say how they reward us. Come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Verse 12. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. So, calls upon the history, the word of God, the agreements, the covenants. Verse 11, behold, I say, how they reward us, to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. I think you can make some parallels with the United States. So we established a country that had a great deal of freedom, had a lot of checks on the government so that people could worship and business and so forth very freely. And we rooted our philosophy in that we had inalienable rights because the government did not give us rights, but they came directly from Creator God. Verse 12, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Amen. Verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. So I want to point out that this was inclusive, and specifically the little ones were mentioned. Children were mentioned. All Judah stood before the Lord. Verse 14. Well, let me just read verse 13. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. And we know that non-ethnic Hebrews were married in. We have these stories. Rahab, Ruth, and so forth. Okay. which were before this time. Verse 14. And then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. So the lineage is very important. It's been called out. We have a particular Levite, son of Asaph, who of course is part of the musical cadre serving in the temple. The Spirit of the Lord came upon this fellow in the midst of the congregation, and he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Hallelujah! This is the word of the Lord for us today. Hearken ye, all you people of the nation, all you people of the church, the saints, and even the leader, the godly leader. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor be dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Can't read that again. Even though this is God's battle, verse 16, tomorrow go ye down against them. I think any of us like to stand our couches. Oh, they come up by the cliff of Ziz. So notice that God, the Spirit of God, gives intel. And this happens in lots of stories, David and other stories of battle. God is giving intel. People have to do their part. God, okay. People want to say God is in control. They often say that to mean that we can stay on our couches. But God can tell you and tell the right people the information they need. And you know, hearing from the Lord then is on our part. And ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Verse 17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. This. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. I've often wondered, when do we have to really exert ourselves? And when do we stand still and say, well, it says this. So you have to hear from the Lord. Okay. But you have to go out anyway. All right. Let's start with 17 again. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. See, there's a repetition there. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Verse 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. That word Lord is a proper name of God, which the Jews might say Hashem. Verse 19. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. So this is the choir, like choir temple. Verse 20. So now I'm in 2 Chronicles 20, 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. I wish you had eyes on your Bible. Chronicles 20 and 20. Again. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. You know, that's a geographical place. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear ye me, hear me, O Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prospect, and so shall you prosper. I can just see him, beautiful watercolor like in my Bible storybooks when I was young. And I understand how a king will stand up in a chariot and say something to his hosts. I see this in movies, and of course English movies, but nevertheless, much later. But you see how this worked. But this is what he said. He did not say, "In my blood, in my veins flows the blood of a king." That's what Queen Elizabeth said. He said, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." Verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, again, I think that's just redundant with meaning. Verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. The Lord's proper name. That should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army. And to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." You understand this is a common refrain. We hear this a lot. This is the chorus of the temple. "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." You see, verse 21. This is our verse. When King Jehoshaphat had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." That would be our part. Let's go around singing, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Verse 22. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. And they were smitten. I'm just sitting here smiling. Again, a verse. I don't know. Seems like this year. I don't think we have to wait for next year. The Lord sent ambushments. Okay. Because they had come out against Judah. Verse 23. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them an abundance of riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off of themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil so much. What was an army going out with? Act in finery. I guess they were a little overconfident. Verse 26. And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Berachah, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called Valley of Berachah unto this day. And then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. Amen. 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 Oh, so I've got some more time. You want me to keep talking? Well, okay. It's not a good idea to come out against Judah, Jerusalem, the temple. And a good thing, is it? Not a good idea. It is a good idea to go out with joy it is a good idea to go out with singing. It is a good idea to be thankful to the Lord God Almighty. In every verse, there is a universe. These verses speak so much to our times. There has been a great attack on the church, and it's ongoing. And the attackers, the despisers, the mockers, the haters were overconfident. But God will take care of his own. There's an open question whether or not his own will come and stand in front of him, will stand and worship, will stand to seek him, but God will requite. God will recompense. God will reward. And if one of the authorities heard me say that, they would say, oh, you're inciting violence, don't you see? That's very much projection. And we would like to have a peaceful, quiet life, wouldn't we? That seems to be a pattern of godliness in society. Brings peace, quiet, and rest for a household, true for a city, true for a nation. May you and yours be blessed in that godliness, connection with the Spirit and joy, and the prosperity of peace, and that, my friends, is shalom. God wants total well-being for all children. It's a good time to remind you to come to our website, which you can do at www.greatshalom.org, www.greatlikebigshalom, shalom.org, or now we've got overcominglearningproblems.org. Please come and see what we've got there. We've got some turnkey Bible studies for women. You can do them face-to-face, online, individually. We've got some audio series for you, and our newest offering really is the whole Lioness Tribe and Pride, so that you can join at one level or the other and be part of a group and get monthly material that can help you for a year to support your child and ensure the best for your little lion cub or cubs. Also, we still have the offer of the document, 20 questions that you can ask in any situation to tell what's true. I apologize that I've been slow getting them out. We've had some technical and other issues surrounding that. We've also had an avalanche of fake entries. So I don't know why people would think it was worth their time to put in fake information into the form. And I am not going to send out a bunch of stuff, what appears to be fake emails. So put in real information if you want the product. And as soon as I can figure out how to get it to you, I'll get it to you. I think I've already talked about some of the basics. And truly, it really is what it claims to be. 20 questions that you can ask to help you sort out truth from falsehood, fact from deception. In any situation, I guess I might have to go through it now because there are some topics we can't discuss. But anyway, as hard as that is to believe, I mean, I know that goes on in other countries. But anyway, doing my best here. Sorry, I apologize that I'm late on that. And I am here. I'm praying for you and would love to hear back from you. You can email me at info@greatshalom, or you can simply write comments in the, well, maybe you cannot write comments. just come to the website. There might be comment boxes below each episode, or maybe not, because I got an avalanche of spam, nonsense kind of stuff. And so I think I still get it, but I don't know how they're getting it to me. So anyway, please come to the website. Please do communicate with me. I'd like to hear what your problems, concerns, questions are. And still will pray for you. Okay? So I bless you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, King of the universe, may you find the faith to believe in the Word of God, the courage to implement it in your life, and the blessing to achieve that rest roundabout. Great shalom. May great shalom be your part and that of your children. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come.
Folks, you can participate. Come to the website. Make your comments. Also, please share. Notice I have quite a few more share buttons. We do not have to patronize those companies that have not served us well. And notice that we now have membership levels. So please check that out. Please run with us. Please be a lioness mother with us.